Blog Talk Radio. Peace, peace, peace. I'm Black Alpha, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk Live every third Tuesday at a Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Real Talk, brought to you by these two divine men, Senior Advisor of New Order National Human Rights Organization, Greg Giles, Chief of Staff, John Drummond. So without any further ado, it becomes my honor and privilege that to represent the host for tonight, Brother Greg Drummond.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to another edition of Real Talk with New Order, where we talk about all of the real topics in real communities and make this a real conversation for everybody to join in and give your input on what do you think about these things that are going on in our community. What's going on, John Drummond?
Peace and blessings, Brother Greg, and Brother Knowledge, peace and blessings. Reflections, it's a beautiful, beautiful new decade. Let's bring positivity, and let's bring all type of humanity and love and kinship into this new decade. It's time.
It's definitely time, man. We've been waiting on this moment for a long time now. Our people have been hungry for somebody with our caliber of expertise and knowledge to bring to them to help them get to that next level. Sometimes all we need is just a helping hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely. Definitely. I mean, you know, when we say that it's not I, but we give our service to be a voice for the voiceless. You know, there are people out there that still have issues, still need a helping hand, and it's nothing to just reach out to your fellow man and say, hey, you know, I may be able to help you, and here's what I can do. You know, a lot of people devote their time and volunteer their efforts into this organization we have, that is New Order National Human Rights Organization, and they do it freely of their own will. We are a nonprofit organization, and a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, we need help in order to keep the fight and keep the fight for justice going. We do, Greg, I believe, have a what is the app called, my brother?
We have a cash app available.
Yes, sir. So, you know, like I said, we are a 501c3 organization, which means, like I said, you know, everyone that is a part of our organization, and we have a great deal of people that I say lend their time freely to do the work. But, you know, expenses come in, and we do need people to donate. So if you can donate whatever you can donate, you know, we don't ask for much. What you can, please donate it on the Cash App. And when you do go to Cash App, please make sure you put the $ first and then New Order Donations, and it'll go right to the 501c3 fund for our organization.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And once again, for those that don't know, Real Talk with New Order is where we talk about real human issues that we're dealing with right now. I mean, and if, you know, anybody has any issues that they want to actually talk about after the show, please call organization at 1-800-346-5138. Let me go ahead and repeat that number for you one more time. That's 1-800-346-5138. You can also look us up at www.nonhro.org. That's www.nonhro.org. And like I said, you know, if you want to go ahead and help us out, because, you know what I'm saying, the finances definitely do help when we're out here in the street trying to make some things happen for the people that need it. And remember to go ahead and put that $ New Order Donations. And we'll go ahead and get this show started. And also remember, people, if you're listening, if you want to chime in or ask a question or just speak, remember to press the 1. Remember to press the 1 if you want to speak.
And also, if I may add, the issues and the things that we talk about here on the radio program, a lot of these things we are involved in the communities nationwide. So it's not just a talk program where, you know, we talk about things that we see and we're not heavily involved. We're actually heavily involved in a lot of the topics that we shared tonight. So just be mindful that we are serious and we're a working organization. We're out there on the front line.
Definitely. One of the first topics that I wanted to talk about, which might be really new to some people, I wanted to talk about what was going on with Prince Henry over there with the Queen and the royal family and stuff. I've watched an article, I watched several different interviews with him talking about he has been outed from the royal family. You know, he's saying that it's voluntarily, but he also stated that his hand was forced in it due to the fact that, you know, he wants to go ahead and have a, you know, raise his family, and he wants to live an ordinary life. But he also said that this was something that he never would do by himself. His hand was forced in it. And, you know, I can't help but think that, you know, since his new wife has some African-American in her blood, are they afraid that the empire might be taken over one day by African-Americans or people of color? Is that something that they're doing? Is that why they're taking him away from the empire, you know, taking away all of his duties, and they're actually making him pay those millions of dollars that they spent to renovate his home to get ready for the new baby? They're making him pay that money back, you know, which is unbelievable to me. What do you think about that, John?
Well, all I have to say about that is if they're worried about any infiltration of African blood into their bloodline, it's a little few centuries too late for all that. If anyone is on our listening airwaves tonight knows the story of Queen Charlotte. Princess Sophia Charlotte was born into a German royal family, the Mecklenburg Strits, and it was a direct line descendant of the Portuguese royal house, Margarita de Castro e Sousa, which was the African branch. That's right, the African branch of the family. Do your research. Don't, you know, go by anything I'm saying. Go online. Look at the pictures. You know, they painted back then. They didn't have cameras back then, but the imagery of Queen Charlotte is very evident that, for one, she definitely is not a pure breed white woman. You can tell that there's some melanation going on. But it has been said for years that Queen Charlotte, her nickname was the Black Queen. She was married to King George III. If anyone remembers in history, the Mad King, King George III was known as the Mad King. She bore 15 children in her lifetime, and I said that to say this, because 13 survived to adulthood. She's also the first royal to live in Buckingham House, and that was bought by her husband, King George. Yes, King George bought Queen Charlotte that house, and we now know that same Buckingham House to be Buckingham Palace, the current queen's official residence. So,
wow.
And if you wonder where Charlotte falls in the family tree, she is the grandmother of Queen Victoria. And Queen Victoria is Queen Elizabeth, the present queen's paternal great-great-grandmother. Now,
wow.
We all know about royalty. We all know about royalty and how they, quote-unquote, like to keep it in the family. Here's something else intriguing. Queen Elizabeth II's husband is Prince Philip. Prince Philip is Queen Victoria's maternal great-great-grandmother, making the queen, today's queen, and her husband, they happen to be third cousins. So
wow.
That is both on
oh
both sides
God.
Of the family. paternal and maternal both have the Black Queen Charlotte bloodline. So I said all that to say this, man. I said all that to say this. You know, you can keep things hidden. You can keep things in the closet, and because of royalty and, you know, the prestige you want to keep of a certain impression that, you know, we have this pure white bread bloodline, you know, it's all a fallacy, man, because at the end of the day, you know it all too well here in the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? Bloodlines can get inbreeded, mixed, tainted, and you know, you name any negative connotation. You know, we're all the same. Mm-hmm. You know, last time I checked, if you want to do it as far as to go back in history, they said the first known upright human that the bloodline comes from a African woman. Am I correct? And
no, that is correct.
Races lead to that woman. So yeah, you know, over there in the UK and England, they can hide all they want. They claim that Prince Harry is searching and desiring financial freedom. There was a actress back in the 50s by the name of Grace Kelly. She was an actress, but she married the Prince of Monaco, and once she became married, she could no longer do any type of acting. You know, she couldn't get paid outside of the royal family, and that's the excuse that they're claiming that Henry and Meghan want to be financially free to be able to make money outside of the royal family, and that's the excuse. But like you said, Greg, you know, there may be some serious fear about how that bloodline will stay intertwined if Henry and his wife stay in the royal family.
Yeah, they're definitely shaking some things up right about now. And, you know, there's no doubt about
yeah.
that. And you can see a lot of people feeling very uncomfortable about that situation. But, you know, can't stop the inevitable. So.
That's right. That's right. You know, you said it best. I can't say it any better than that. You cannot stop the inevitable.
All right. You know, I want to go let everybody else know that, you know, if there's anybody out there that want to actually introduce themselves that are on the airways right now, I feel free to press one and let us know who you are and where you're from. If not right now, we'll go ahead and get into our next topic. I don't know how many people out there are familiar with Diamond Hill. Diamond Hill is a young lady. This incident actually happened on December the 30th, right after Christmas. She and her boyfriend were sitting in their car after just going out to get something to eat. They were sitting in their car and watching a movie on their phone. When the police pulled up, opened the door, and tried to yank them out of the car, telling them there was a report of shots fired in the area. And the thing is that they didn't make known who they were and what they were trying to do. The only thing they know, they were sitting in their car, and the door swings open, and the police are yelling at them, get out of the car. So they're trying to ask questions. And you know, at this particular moment, when you're trying to ask questions and they're trying to be authoritative, they don't want to hear what you got to say. They just want you to get out of that car. And you're still trying to figure out, you know, what did I do? What's going on? You know, and they're telling them that there was a report of shots fired. Now, common sense would tell some people that if they were out there shooting guns, they wouldn't be still sitting in the car eating chicken sandwiches and watching a movie. They would be long gone by now. So, I mean, you know, so to me, it seems like they racially profiled them just because they were the only ones that were out on that street at that present moment. And so eventually what ended up happening is that they both refused to get out of the car. excuse me, people. They ended up yanking the young man out of the car. They fought him, and they arrested him. And they also towed her car for no apparent reason other than they said that they wanted to keep it for evidence. Now, if these people
wow.
were just sitting in the car, they did not find a gun. They did not have any other motive to actually, question them. To me, if there were shots fired, they should have been, keeping and moving to find out who exactly was actually shooting. And, and if there were shots fired, it seemed like everybody in the neighborhood would have heard it. But since nobody heard it, I don't know if that call actually got called in or whether they were just harassing those people. But, that was something that actually happened in Chicago in District 22 in Morgan Park. So what's going on now is that there's a judge order the Chicago Police Department to turn over 48 years worth of misconduct files. And that judge, his name is Judge Allison Conlon. She ordered them to produce all the misconduct files from 1967 to 2015, in which up until today, they have not complied with, which is part of the Illinois Freedom Information Act. So, there's a lot of things going on in Chicago, and not just in Chicago, but all over the world for that matter. But, that's one thing that I want to let people know about, simply because, that upset me because of the fact that you got innocent young people minding their own business, yet and still they could have been out there doing something they didn't have no business. They could have been robbing a bank or doing something lucrative, but they were actually out there enjoying each other's company, in their car. They weren't at a movie theater. They were watching a movie, on the cell phone, which is perfectly fine. But they were minding their own business when they were, interrupted and, harassed and, and one was, had aggravated assault and was actually arrested for just minding his own business. And,
wow.
That's something that we definitely have to look at and stuff like that when it comes to, standing up for the people, in our family and stuff. She was sitting in front of her own home. No, she wasn't just at a park or, at a place or a business. Or, she was right in front of her own home, with her family there on the inside. So this is some of the crazy situations that, have happened, within the last couple of weeks that, I felt like needed to be addressed and talked about, because I don't think that the way that they treated that young lady and that young man was right.
Well, if this is a recent situation, I wonder if we can try to get my department, the legal team, to reach out to Ms. Hill and see if she would like our organization to get involved, because you are 100% correct. Although I don't have the situation and case right in my face, you have explained it pretty clearly that there, it's just a chance that, some rights were violated. So we definitely want to reach out to Ms. Diamond Hill and her boyfriend to see if we can get them some assistance in those regards.
Okay.
What city was this in? Was this, you said, Virginia?
This was actually in Chicago, Illinois, right there in
Chi-town. Okay.
Chicago Police District 22, Morgan Park.
Okay. Well, yeah, the Chicago community and the Chicago Police Department have had their issues. So this is something that definitely shouldn't be taken lightly. And if no one has stepped in from any civil or human rights organizations in the city of Chicago, and even if they have, I'm sure we would be more than willing to lend our assistance in those regards. So this week, tomorrow, in fact, I'll reach out to our legal team and see if we can try to get some information, maybe on social media, try to do a little research and see if we can get some contact information on Miss, you said Diamond Hill, am I correct?
Diamond Hill, that is correct.
Yeah. We'll get on top of it, Greg.
All right. And we also want to give a shout-out to other staff members that have been doing a wonderful job this week bringing the news and information on other media forums. I want to give a shout out to Miss Latoya Fluker. You know, she had the show.
Hey,
Latoya.
Hey, thank
you. And I also want to give a shout out to Leonard, our national spokesman, for actually you know, letting the people know on different radio forums and also TV forums what we've been doing. You know, there's been a lot of other cases that we've been working on. As the IHOP case in Marietta, Georgia, or Mr. Ronaldo Lewis, in which, you know, me, Ms. Latoya, and our founder, Mr. Joe Rose, was sitting in with Mr. Rashad Ritchie last week at the radio station talking about what actually happened to him and letting the people know that we stand 100% behind Mr. Ronaldo Lewis. And also, I want to let the people know that are listening. If you got background noises in the background, please mute your phone until you get ready to speak. I appreciate that. And also that we were there letting the people know all of the things that happened to him at that IHOP, where he was actually, you know, he was sort of upset about when he ordered his food that they did not have the bacon that he ordered. And so he had asked because he felt like that, you know, at a place of like IHOP, you know, they shouldn't have ran out of food like that. So he wanted to actually get the waiter's name and the manager's name so that he could call the corporate company to report them. But they got a little upset or got a little beside themselves when he did that, when he asked that question. They did not want to actually get that information out to him. So what they decided to do was call the police. So they called the police and stated to the police that he had actually threatened everybody and the IHOP, when he was only upset about that they couldn't supply the things that he had ordered on his from the menu. And so the police got there and they actually, you know, they attacked Mr. Lewis and arrested him. And he, of course, they got him on resisting arrest because, you know, he was trying to defend himself. He felt like his life was in danger. You know, there were a lot of cops on top of Mr. Lewis. And, you know, from when I'm looking at the video, it seems like, you know, the only rightful thing that he could have did was defend himself, you know, and in the eyes of the law, to me, he was right. You know, if you're thinking that the police are about to kill you, you're not going to let them just kill you. You're going to go ahead and stand up for yourself. But what are they going to call it? They're going to call it resisting arrest. So, I mean,
right.
What is your take on that, John?
Well, just to let the listeners know that Mr. Lewis is an upstanding citizen in the Georgia community. This man owns and runs his own restaurant. So this isn't just, you know, some disgruntled, evil, mean, you know, person that's trying to cause a ruckus. This was a dissatisfied customer. And I'm not trying to paint any angels in this situation. If someone was to see me and my stature, they'd say I'm a portly, I'm a big man, okay? And I'm also an African American. And you know how the story goes. That's where anywhere where they want to paint us, be it the workforce, be it out in places like restaurants, we, for whatever reason, can't displace our disgruntlement based on something that wasn't done correctly. Because if we get loud or we're upset or if we demand to speak to the manager, oh, now all of a sudden we're the unruly black man and everyone is fearful of their lives, call the police and let them handle it. So, you know, that's the narrative that I saw with the video. So I'm not just talking out the side of my neck. I wasn't there, but from the viewpoint of the video, the man was upset. The man was with his wife, and when the police got there, it escalated to the point where it did not have to escalate. In other words,
no, it didn't.
He wasn't in any police officer's face. He wasn't causing any type of ruckus. It got to the point of where they confronted him, and that's when all the negativity ensued. Then it became a moment like up in New York. So I forget the brother's name that they choked. I can't breathe.
Eric Garner.
Eric Garner type situation. Not to where his life was in jeopardy like Mr. Garner's, but it was the same type of situation. It was a very big black man, and they felt they had to have 3, 4, 5 police officers handle the situation. The man was not resisting until they put him in a situation where he might have felt his life was threatened. Like I said, if 3 or 4 police officers confront me, and I'm a big man, and they get me to the ground, first thing I'm thinking is Eric Garner. So it's an unfortunate situation. Like I said, I'm not painting Mr. Lewis as an angel, but the situation could have been handled calmly. It could have been handled in a manner where if you're paid by the city to uphold the law, you're also supposed to be taught and be trained in the art of diffusing a situation, not building a situation up. So, you know, our prayers, New Order got involved into this situation. You know, Gerald definitely is 100% with Mr. Lewis, and we pray that this gets a easy and fair resolve in the court system. He has an excellent attorney that works with us as well. So, like I said, all prayers, and we support this man. Like I said, he's a businessman in the community. He's not a thug. He's not a violent person. It's just somebody that was in a circumstance, and it became, you know, an unfortunate one.
All right, if I can interject real quick, we have the ladies in the house. We got Sister Toya in the house, Sister Christy, and Sister Anna. So y'all, I heard the brothers earlier on the broadcast. Now we got the Warrior Sisters are in the building. So hold on to your seatbelt.
The queens are here. The
Warriors. Hey, you know, they call us the dream team. But we got them all around. We got the women and the men. We're definitely out here fighting on all, you know, on all the courts and all sides. So let the ladies go ahead and chime in on what they think about these situations, and let everybody know who they are and where they're from.
Hello, this is Chrissy. I'm from that boom, Louisiana.
Hey, Louisiana the house.
And a new national championship, Saints fan, all it.
I heard that.
So, I'm just going to talk about what you guys have just talked about, which is really near and dear to my heart, and that's Renato Lewis. number one, you know, this is a man who has every right to be in this place. This is a man who has every right to protect his family. This is a man who's not in a gang, who is not violent, who doesn't have a record, who's a business owner, who feed the homeless, who have different things in society, that in his community is a man of the community. So this is the man that you want us to believe that all of a sudden on this one day became this violent creature that's going to beat up 3 or 4 cops and become disorderly. When, you know, when the facts came about, you know, I was like, oh my goodness. You know, I was like, well, they have to see that this is wrong and they're wrong. So this is going to be, you know, this shouldn't be a problem. But then for this man to still be in court, still fighting to be not jailed for some things that was done to him, he was attacked. So, you know, we have to stand up for justice, and it's not justice have no color, justice have no, I believe justice have no color. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And when you can start looking at things as right is right, wrong is wrong, then that would not be a great area for people. But because we have certain sets of people that want to have their own set of rules to do what they want to do because they have a hidden agenda, now it becomes an issue because you have a hidden agenda. Whatever your hidden agenda is, your hidden agenda might be to take all the black males out of society so there will not be procreation of black life. You might be trying to, whatever your hidden agenda is, that's what you're using for your hidden agenda. But we have to stand up, regardless of the circumstance. I'm going to say again, just like Malcolm X, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, and all the others had to stand up, regardless of what was going to come behind that stand, they still have to stand. On Martin Luther King Day, I watched Selma one more time. I have to look at Selma because it shows me what people actually went through for us to have the freedoms that we have, and it's still slighted freedom because we still are still fighting the same fight. It's just a little bit more hidden, but we're still fighting it.
Okay, can never forget what
prayers,
they went through.
Prayers for John Lewis, who's going through some health issues right now. You know, Representative Lewis was a part of that infamous day on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. I hope they do change the name to John Lewis Bridge. That would be so apropos, you know, in honor of Mr. Lewis. Definitely.
And we said we got Anna on the line.
Hey, y'all. I got a horrible migraine.
Hey, Anna.
So this is not ignore y'all.
Oh,
and
sorry
let
to hear
the
that.
Call go through, not go through and give you guys a call. But I agree with what you guys are saying with Mr. Lewis. I kind of came in on the conversation with Mr. Lewis. Bernardo knows that I love him and his family very much. They're really good people. I don't know if you guys know, but I had him cater my whole Thanksgiving dinner. Excellent, excellent cook. They threw in some extra. I think it was peach cobbler, first time ever having it, and I absolutely loved it. It was delicious, so I got a whole tray of that for free. Like I said, I'm also a supporter of the Lewises, and there's not I hope I can make it to the next court date. It was a little bit hard with the timing of the court date for me to get there, but I love, you know, that family very much, and you know, I do message them from time to time to see, because I know that they're pending the judge and what the judge is going to say. So, you know, let's continue to pray for them and keep them all in the prayer, and hopefully it'll all work out for him, you know, because that can happen to any of us. And I think it was John that said, you know, anybody can get in defense mode, especially within our cultures, the Hispanic and the black culture, the brown and black, we can just say that we can always get to the point where we're feeling defensive because of what does go on within our communities. And, you know, something like that can just switch, just like a light switch. You never know, you know, it can be your family member, it can be yourself. So, you know, mistakes happen and things happen, and sometimes maybe we do go overboard and we'll think about it afterwards. But, you know, it's no reason to be facing everything he's facing. You know, like I said, if y'all haven't gone to go get his taste his food, I mean, he is an excellent cook. I've gone there 2 to 3 times and made sure that, you know, I support him in more ways than one. So y'all get the opportunity to stop by there.
Well, I'm here in Ohio. I wish I could go down there and get me something from
him. I know
this,
you would too.
What is the name of his restaurant? Is it RJ's?
RC Southern Cooking. It's in Marietta. It's like I said, it's excellent.
Let's definitely give him a shout out. RC Southern Cooking. If y'all in the Marietta area, anywhere in the Metro Atlanta area, please visit RC, give him your support, show him your love. These are the people that, you know, we fight injustices for. You know, we fight for their justice because, like we said, this is a man that owns his own business. He's not a criminal, so he shouldn't be treated as one. The court system allows for circumstances to come in, and they base their judgments on these circumstances. Well, base your judgment on the circumstance that transpired that day at IHOP. Just an unfortunate situation. Let that man go on and be a constructive member of society like he has always been. We totally support
you,
Mr. Lewis. We totally support you. And we need support, if I may chime in. We are a 501c3 organization, which means that we do this, you know, volunteer our time. It is a non-for-profit organization. We hope that people respect and appreciate the hard work that people like Christy and Anna and Greg and Leonard and Shauna Swearington and the host of others in our organization that puts in the work. Kimberly Hatfield, Rico Jackson. If I'm leaving anywhere out, please, I certainly do apologize, but I just want to emphatically let you know that we need support from you, the community, that we are being a service to. If you feel that you know someone that has had injustices to them, or something has happened to where a human rights organization could come in and assist them, then please, by all means, we have on Cash App our donation fund, which is $ New Order Donations. Please, anything that you can give would be certainly appreciated. Once again, on Cash App, we are on Cash App, and the name of the fund is $ first. It's the $ font, and New Order Donations. So please, anything that you could give, we certainly appreciate it.
Also, Ms. Latoya with a T, can you tell the people about your Stop Human Trafficking event that you have going on?
Absolutely, you guys. Hello, everybody. It's definitely an honor
to
be on tonight. Hi, young man. How are you?
Toya with the
I'm
T.
Blessed.
That's T. Hey, y'all.
What's up, Christy? Yes, Toya with the T comes from ATL. Yup. But absolutely, you guys. So we are planning a huge human trafficking event. And again, you know, we have many, many issues that plague our community, and this is one of them. So April 8th, we're aiming to have a huge event, and definitely anybody who wants to be involved, we suggest that you guys come out, but we're definitely going to have an event at the Infinite Energy Arena to just kind of spread the awareness. It's going to be an expo. It's going to be a day full of indie artists. We're reaching out to some Atlanta artists, and we are looking to get everyone in Atlanta involved, everyone who could possibly potentially be affected by any one of the trafficking issues we expect them to come. And as well, you know, we're going to touch issues because as an organization, as family members, as team members, as community members, you know, we want to focus all of these issues head on. So through that event, we're going to be talking about things like mental health and what we can do to change laws and put things in play. You know, just specific platform is not only about human trafficking. It's going to open up a door to a lot of different issues that we face in our communities, police brutality, domestic violence, and things like that. So definitely, if you guys can come out, if you guys want to join us, spread the word. Feel free to let me know or anybody on the New Order organization, and we'd be more than happy to get you guys in there, and we're really going to do some real good things. God is making a great work, and a lot of it is going to be done on April 8th.
Now,
awesome.
Is that the same space at 550 Bishop Street?
Okay, so on the 31st, we're actually having a meet and greet. So for people who are interested, you might want to host. We're going to go live stream. So it's a great potential to be able to make some money for some people if they would like to be a host of the event. But the 31st, we're actually going to have a meet and greet, and we're going to sit down and talk to anybody who's interested, anybody who wants to be a part of it, answer all your questions and answers, and give a couple of tips to people so that way they'll be able to know what to look out for if they're on the streets to be able to keep themselves safe from becoming a victim to human trafficking.
Now, like I said, was that the space in 360 Collaborative Space?
Yes, that's at 500 Bishop Street. It's the 360 Collaborative Space. E5 is actually the STK transportation building we'll be in. It starts at 6:30.
For those who don't know, it's
32.
Okay, that's right there by Atlantic Station.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, and Anna and LaToya, you guys both have vehicles on the airwaves as well. Please shout out your shows that you guys host.
Absolutely. So the show that I actually host comes on at Fridays at 5 on BKM Radio. It's Toya with a T. And then I'm also a guest host in the morning on the Morning Glow from 7 to 9. So I'm normally on the line with the Morning Glow as well.
Awesome, awesome, and you do a great job at both. And Anna, your show on DKN Radio.
Thank you. Okay, my show on is Lunchtime with Anna. Tomorrow the topic is going to be medical kidnapping, which goes into the organ trafficking and sex trafficking, which everybody knows is one of the main things on my table to keep fighting and keep helping families conquer this. So there will be a special for tomorrow only from 11 to 1, but normally it is Wednesdays from 12 to 1. And it is going to be from 11 to 1 just because there's so much to cover and so much that needs to be understood. And that show is going to be continued because I want to make sure that something else goes in on under sex trafficking before the month is over, the last week of January. But it's going to be continued on the 5th of February. If you guys haven't noticed, I'm pretty OCD and like to know what shows I'm doing when. So I pretty much have like the next 2 months booked with what I know is going on and, you know, start getting it organized. But anyways, if you guys have the opportunity, I'm on either on LiveMe, you guys can find it via Facebook or DKMradio.com or DK, what is the other one, Toya? DKM 1.1, if I remember correctly. So, you know, you guys tune in and also tune in to hear Toya with a T as well. She does pretty good at what, you know, it is that she does. And I'm sorry, you guys, if I'm really slow. I'm sitting here with in a dark room fighting this headache. So, you mean your T.
Okay,
well,
certainly,
we all
hope
got our days, you know.
Feel better. Yeah.
Feel better, Anna.
Yeah. Thank you, honey.
And I applaud both Anna Quinez and LaToya Fluga. I applaud both your efforts. You guys have wonderful vehicles in order to keep the focus on the topics that you speak about. But what's so important are the things that you guys are working with right now as we speak, human trafficking, sex trafficking, medical kidnapping as well, organ trafficking. All these things are tied in together with the black and the brown communities and all communities across the board. You know, it's definitely impacting the Latinos and the blacks, but it affects every citizen of the United States, black, white, brown, yellow, whatever nationality. The focus should stay on, and we should keep a hard press because there's too many children, too many women that go missing, too many people that are found, men, women, children, you know, missing organs when their bodies are found. This is an epidemic, is what I'm trying to say. So I applaud both your efforts, my sisters, in bringing light to this epidemic. And hopefully one day we can say that, you know, we helped to make an impact on stopping stopping it on the whole, definitely.
Also, I wanted to say on the human trafficking as well, I know where I work at in the clinic, if you go into the bathroom on the dispenser where you have your paper towels, if anyone is in sex trafficking or if anybody that is a victim of excuse me, sex trafficking, there's a text. It's a number that you can text, and there's also a number you can call to get help immediately. So just want everyone to be back. If you go into wherever to use the restroom, or if they have you in the restroom, there's numbers where you can readily, you know, get help if needed. Let someone know what's going on if you can, because there are some people that can be discreetly enough to help.
Awesome.
Great. And I also want to give a shout out to Ms. Cassandra McDonald. She actually invited our CEO, Mr. Joel Rose, to be on a panel discussion on February the 5th in Cleveland, Ohio. Just to give you a couple of updates on what we got going on, that which means that New Order is always busy. Even when you don't see or hear us, we're out somewhere doing things for the good of the people. We also, Mr. Joel Rose also got invited to speak at New Birth Missionaries on January the 28th from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Valley, Alabama. For those who don't know where Valley, Alabama is, I think it is in Alabama. our CEO, Mr. Rose, he's always on the go. Matter of fact, tonight he will be on another radio show tonight, speaking starting at 9 p.m.
Hosting a radio program.
What was that? Yeah, he will be speaking on another radio show tonight, once again, spreading the news and fighting for the people. I want to go ahead and, like I said, give a shout-out to the ladies of the organization. They really work really, really hard to get the information out there, and we thought we got to back them up, and that goes along with just saying that, you know, men supporting women out here in the world, not just in our Pacific organization, because, you know, we as kings have to support our queens in order to keep,
Amen.
You know, the dream alive. So we have to look out for them. You know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of trafficking going on. There's a lot of disrespect going on with men disrespecting the women, you know, as far as not respecting them and trying to treat them any old kind of way. So we have to look out for them, look out for the women and the children, because if we don't do that, we can't really call ourselves men. You know, we shouldn't even have that title in our name, you know. Mister, you know, you're not a mister if you're not even doing that. They need to put a MS on your name, a Mrs., because, you know, like you said, you know, we have to stand up, you know, no matter how bad the odds are, we have to fight for our women and children, you know, saying to for us to survive as a people. Miss Anna, Miss Latoya, and also Miss Christy, are there any other issues or things that you want to let the people know that? That are going on that we might want to address or just have people aware?
This is Christy. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, we'll go ahead and get back into some other news and stuff. I don't know if this is an old topic. I talked about this on another show, but it's one that really disturbed me. Back in March of last year, it was March 20th, 2019, an 84-year-old Mammy Walker of Tampa, Florida. She received a letter from the Department of Treasury stating that she owed $224,000 in student loans. So, therefore, they cut off her Social Security and told her that she was no longer going to be eligible to receive another check until 2031. And so, for me, because I know that there are so many people out there that, you know, have done their time, and I mean, they paid their dues as far as work is concerned, and, that, you know, saying, and they depend on those checks to survive as far as food, rent,
you know, electrical or anything else that they might need, you know, the necessities of life. You know, that is the time when you're 84 years old, you shouldn't really have to worry about the government coming in, stealing your check, and telling you that you owe $224,000 in student loans. But here's the kicker, everybody. This young lady, 84-year-old Mamie Walker, never ever went to college. So how could they come in and take money that they that you know that and say that she owes money that she never went to college for? I mean, you know, this is definitely a typo, and I think that they really should have actually researched and, you know, did some investigation, you know. And I mean, the IRS, you know, they got hundreds of IRS agents across the country. I'm pretty sure one of them could have just did some research and found out that this lady never went to college. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't take her money, you know what I'm saying? Give her what's owed to her, you know. But to me, it tells me that they're out to get us no matter how they can do it. And they have no sympathy for how old you are or what condition you are in or what you're dependent on. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to just, you know, bamboozle us and swindle us out of everything that's owed to us. So, I mean, you know, if they do it to her, they'll do it to us. So, I mean, you know, that's one thing that I got really upset about because of the fact that, I really have a strong heart to defend the elderly and the young, you know, the infant kids that can't defend themselves, you know. We have to, you know, really have to stand up for them. And, you know, and I don't know if they've actually got, this is almost a year ago, but I'm really hope that they've actually rectified the situation because, like you said, you know, if they'll do it to her, they'll do it to anybody else. Had anybody heard about that story or, you know?
Unfortunately, no, this is my first time hearing about it. What an unfortunate situation for the queen. You know, the government is a strange breed, man. I mean, they talk constantly about and what's been in the news lately. They want to take away our you know, once we retire, they want to affect the welfare recipients and how all that money is our money. You know?
Yes,
it's
it is.
Something like when you look at your check and it has that FICA and then it has the state tax and all that is put up from, where does it come from? Comes from our checks. Comes from our paycheck.
Exactly.
And when you get a certain age, when you're retirement age, you know, that's what that money's supposed to be set up for. They're talking about wanting to take that away. So my question is okay, this lady, whatever her circumstance, whatever situation in which she, you know, unfortunately found herself in, there has to be some type of legal way that she can be helped. You said this was over a year ago that this transpired, right, Greg?
This was March 20th of 2019. But when I read the story, it just hit me to my heart because, you know, like I said, you know, a person of that age should not have to deal with any of those issues. And that's extra stress. That could cause her to have a heart attack or anything else more serious to actually make her, you know, pass before her time.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is maybe, you know, we could try to follow up on that situation. Christy, you think that, do you have the story where you found that at, Greg, as far as the woman's name and everything? Maybe we could try to
definitely. I could definitely pass that on to Christy if we want to go ahead and pursue that.
Definitely. What do you think, Christy? You think we can do some research?
Definitely can do some research on it, but I just want to, you know, this is a epidemic in our elderly community.
Yes, it is.
To give you like just some background on how the government messed over our elderly people, I want you to even think about Medicare Part A and B. I work with Medicare, Medicaid, and my clinic that I work with. I assist elderly. I can't even tell you how many of my elderly people come to me, tears, stress, crying, upset, not sure where their future is held in their medical care because they're retired, they're on a fixed income, but because the fixed income may be $1, $2 more, they can't receive any assistance. Or it may go into the fact of, okay, well, you may can receive some assistance, but you still have to pay out so much money to get the help and to get the coverage that you need for insurance. So it's really a catch-22. You know, I one of the clients I had, she was 64. She had perfect insurance that paid for everything. She had to pay nothing out of pocket. Retired at a nice job. She was forced to get Medicare, where she had to pay 20% of everything.
Wow.
Medicare only paid 80%. She was not allowed to keep her insurance because she was with the state. So her retirement through the state made her get Medicare. And it was really not as good as the insurance that she had. So it's a lot that go into that, you know, money that you have to pay. And just think about a Medicaid recipient. Let's say a person that's been on Medicaid since they were 18 and they're 64. Now they're turning 65 and having to pay for everything, and now you don't have dental, vision, or hearing benefits anymore. So it's really, really an epidemic for our community. And not only that, Medicare has so many different plans and vendors, they're constantly calling them. When you hit 64, you have like 50 million phone calls. They don't know which way to turn. And nobody in our community is talking to them and telling them the best thing to do for them. And not, you know, they're all about the mighty dollar. So our elderly people need us. And they need our knowledge and they need our wisdom to help them know what decisions to make for their future.
100%. Yes, Greg, that is an unfortunate situation with the lady. Like you said, it happened March of last year. You know, I don't know what her status may be now. All we can do is hope and see if we can try to reach out and see if we can be of some type of assistance because, you know, we're all we got, you know, like our saying goes, it's not I, but we, you know,
exactly,
the Voice
exactly.
for the Voiceless New Order National Human Rights Organization is what our mission stands on. We stand on that, you know, the elderly who is out there to fight for them. You know, the disenfranchised, who's there to be a voice for those that can't reach out and just grab up a high-profile attorney and make situations go away like the wealthy can do, you know? That's what attracted me to this organization, the fact that, you know, we're not just about talking about getting things done or, you know, having a discussion about the solution, we actually see if we can make the solution. I tell clients that contact us quite often, they call us on a day-to-day basis, and there are situations in which a client will call, and there's just simply nothing us as a human rights organization can do. But rather than blow smoke, you know, up their backside, you know, I think people can appreciate honesty at some point. You know, people reach out to organizations and they tell them, oh, we can be miracle workers and we can work wonders and we'll get results for you, and they don't do a thing. I'm so proud of the fact that New Order National Human Rights Organization does make an effort. Doesn't mean that we win every situation we go into, no. But we honestly, definitely put 100% effort. When Leonard Jones is out there and he's speaking as the national spokesperson on our behalf, man, you can believe that in his heart he's passionate about what he's speaking about. When Christy Marshall is writing up pertinent information for our clients and reaching out to government officials and police offices to set up situations. All this stuff is done from their heart. It has to come from their heart because none of us get paid for anything that we do. Greg and all the research and all the advice he has as a senior advisor for our organization, that when Gerald is in a situation where he needs to speak to someone and give him the motivation that he needs to in order to take on a case. We all have our part, is what I'm saying. And New Order National Human Rights Organization, we're an organization that's grassroots, and these type of organizations have been around for ages. You know what I'm saying? They were around when our mothers and fathers was out there fighting in the struggle. And we are still here. We stand on those organizations' backs. That's why we still do what we do. People say, well, why are y'all still around? Why are you still here? Because it's all about service. It's all about being a voice for the voiceless, because if not us, then who? Each and every one of y'all. Appreciate each and every one of y'all, because, you know, there is a time. This is a new decade, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So a new time is on the horizon. I don't have to speak on it because, you know, I know. I'm an in-depth person. I know that everybody feels the same thing that I'm feeling. You know, there is, you know, a new phase, a new development. So, you know, to be a part of that, to be on the ground floor, to see it happening is just a beautiful thing. I applaud Brother Knowledge for allowing us this format in order for us to let the people know that, you know, there are people out here that really care and want to be of service. And if you care, if you want to be of service for organizations like this that care about getting you the assistance and the justice that you need, please reach out to us at www.nonhro.org. That is our website, and we have a fund line on Cash App, which is $, which is the font first $, New Order Donations. Please give anything that you can. You know, nothing is too small, but we want to keep doing the hard work. We want to keep doing what we're doing. No one gets paid for what we do. We all do it from our hearts. We do it for passion. We do it because, you know, we're a God-first organization, and we all feel it's a calling. So please, if you have it in your heart, once again, we're on Cash App, and that's $, New Order Donations, anything that you can give. Greg, what's our number, man? I don't ever remember the number. You know, I'm kind of getting up there in the age.
Hey.
I know it's a 1-800.
346-5138. Again, the number
bless
to
you,
reach
Christy.
The one is 1-800-346-5138. And when you call, you want to hear my lovely voice to say, hey, thank you for calling New Order. How may I help you? And what issue do you have today? And I will listen, and I will give you what the steps to follow in order to get your services through us. We don't charge, but the only thing we charge is your heart. And to make sure that everything goes the way it's supposed to go, follow our steps so that we can be of service to you. Again, 1-800-346-5138.
See, I can tell
right,
you're a caregiver. And you know, I could tell that's what you do, and I appreciate you. So you helped the elderly tonight. I certainly appreciate that, because I was like, what is that number again? Thank you so much, Greg.
And also, I want to also give a shout out to Knowledge for thanking him for allowing us to give us this platform to do a real talk with New Order. This Tuesday, and we appreciate him for actually supporting us. You know, he's right now an actual member of the team, you know, so we definitely want to keep it going and let people know that if you feel it in your heart that you really want to try to help our society and you're looking for an organization to join, don't feel free to give us a call. I mean, there's always room for more. because, you know, we're working not only here in Atlanta, Georgia, but we're working state to state, you know, nationwide, you know, countrywide. So please feel free to give us a call or even check out our website at www.nonhro.org. Give us a call, you know, or get, talk to Miss Christy, or, you know, be
6-5-1-3-8.
There we go.
That's right. That's right.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and close this out. And I want to go ahead and give out, get some little more information out about what we've done this week. Not just this week, but this month. We've actually gone to the Evolution Center, Transitional Center, and I'm speaking there, giving motivational, inspirational words to people that need it. We've also gone to People's TV Channel 24 and spoke, and Leonard Jones has spoken on our behalf to let the people know, you know how we feel about the situation that's going on in our community and stuff. We also will be on 108.9 Power Radio on Wednesday, the 22nd. That's tomorrow from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mr. Gerald Rose will be the ambassador of that particular show. So I'm just giving everybody a heads up on what we got going on. And we also did go out and speak at Georgia Works, like I said, also giving some encouraging words to the people there, giving them the spirit and the motivation to know that they can reach any height that they actually strive to achieve, and they can do anything they put their mind to. You know, like I said, it's not I, but we. We as a people will also rise above anything that people put in front of us, because we will not be held down or be in bondage by anybody that's trying to hold us back, because, you know, like I said, they can't stop the inevitable. So we must always rise to the occasion. I'd like to thank everybody that listened today on the show. Thank Mr. John Drummond. I thank Ms. LaToya. I thank Ms. Christy. I told you with the T. Also thank Knowledge for also, you know, inspiring us to do this show on his platform. Anybody want to say a prayer to take us out?
Greg, I actually wanted to say something. I don't know if you guys spoke about this, and I don't know how much time I have. But real quick, and it just, you know, I'm a little, like I said, because of my headache, things ain't clicking right in. But one thing to keep in mind is the reform that's going on and taking place in Mississippi. I had received a video which allegedly showed the warden. You can look it up in Parchman yourselves and, you know, kind of put a match to the person, you know, and it allegedly showed, you know, two inmates bringing a deceased body down. The mom has actually came out on air since then saying that these allegations were true. And with that being said, you know, I waited to release all this information on the 1st of January, which was the opening date of my show. I felt it was so important that I did a part two. At this point, I'm just glad that I was able to at least open up, because what was crazy about it, I was getting text messages from Mississippi saying, you know, the riots finally broke out. What I want you guys to understand is that according to these inmates, and these are all allegations, you know, because I don't want to confirm or deny and then get a lawsuit. According to these inmates, it is the correctional officers that are starting these situations within the jails. You guys have seen for yourself the videos and stuff. So, you know, and I'm glad that you got people like Yo Gotti, Jay-Z, and others that have gotten involved. Many people have stepped down out of the position. And I just ask that when you come, and I constantly say this at all times, and any of you guys that have worked with me or have heard me, when you guys come in masses, as they're doing with Mississippi right now, there will be change, okay? Continue to fight. Continue to do the right thing. And look, if it takes a platform like DKM Radio or this platform in particular, whatever platform you need
to get the word out and help people, you will sleep better at night. And I'm sure everybody that's on air right here can attest to this. You will sleep better at night, and you will feel better that you have made a change within the community and within the nation. Because, like I said, for me, when I saw that video, I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, wow, how dare somebody disrespect somebody's family and act an actual inmate like this. And again, like I say, it's alleged, but according to the mother, and anybody who's seen the videos I've posted, according to the mother, that was her deceased son. And there is allegations that he supposedly committed suicide, and that was not the fact because he was full of life. However, I want you guys to know that if we continue to fight reform in all these states, because I believe, you know, for some things you don't need to be in there sitting 20 years when certain things are legal. I don't have to go into this right now, but when certain things are legal and then you're sitting here and you're cutting, you know, you got men sitting in there, and I'm going to say how it is, especially minorities sitting in jail for 20, 30 years. Come on, man, you're making this legal at this point. So let's just get that reform done. You guys fight for it. That's another thing that's, you know, in the top front forefront for me is helping these people in any way possible and whichever way I can possible. So that's all I wanted to say, Greg, and I'm sorry if I, you know, got off track. I just thought about that because it really bothers me what I've seen, the videos that I constantly get tagged on. And, you know, like I said, it was so important that I did the first two shows specifically on Parchment itself, because the way, and if you guys go into the history of that prison, it was used for slavery for children that were ages 10 and under. It's disgusting what they've done, especially in Parchment. All prison system there, all Department of Corrections, but especially Parchment. And if you guys get a chance, read the history of that prison. And I've always called for a closing of that prison, and I will continue to fight for that prison to be closed till it does get closed. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for giving me those few minutes to go ahead and speak of this, because in masses, we create change. So just keep that in mind. And, you know, I love each and every one of you guys. Have a wonderful evening. I'm going to lay back down with my migraine, and I will talk to you guys later.
Get well soon.
Thank you so much.
Get well, Anna.
Thank you. Love you guys much.
Love you too.
All right, and that concludes another episode of Real Talk with New Order. I thank you everybody for listening, and thanking everybody for chiming in. Be sure to check us out every third Tuesday of the month, where we come in with real issues, with real talk, with real people, trying to find solutions so that we can make this world a better place. It is not I, but we, and we together can make the change that is needed in the world. And we're out.
Have a good night, guys. Thanks.
Good night.